Talking today with the chairman of the board of the U.S. Farmers Ranchers Alliance, Bob Stallman. Bob, you know, as we think about this particular concept of groups coming together, putting money up, trying to get resources pulled together to impact the dialogue on behalf of agriculture, why were you willing to invest your time, your effort, and for that matter, Farm Bureau invest in this effort as well?
Well, because we know the importance of this effort. We actually tried, American Farm Bureau tried on our own to do this with a three-year program, but we weren't big enough. We didn't have the resources, and we didn't have the scope necessary to change, move the needle, if you will, on consumers' attitude about how we raise and grow food. I think a lot of the other groups felt the same way, and that's what caused the Grand Alliance, if you will, to come together all across U.S. agriculture. We have over 70 affiliate groups now. By pooling all of our resources and by coming up with a common strategy, common messaging, and understanding what the research tells us to do, we're much more able to impact that needle in terms of moving it in our favor with consumers' greater trust in U.S. agriculture.
Talk about that needle a little bit. First of all, why does the needle need to be moved?
Well, we have been facing the problem that we've known of for years and years about the growing disconnect with consumers and what happens on farms and ranches today, how their food is grown and raised. It's just that, you know, there was a time in this country 100 years ago where everybody knew how their food was grown and raised. Well, that's not the case today, and we know that. And so by them not having that knowledge and not having that connection with farmers and ranchers anymore, it's very easy for, you know, other messages to penetrate to them, and they don't have any information to offset that. So in essence, we're trying to inoculate consumers against negative messaging about how we raise and grow food.
So we've tried some events. You've started to do some dialogue, trying to identify some folks that maybe can be the face of the alliance that are farmers, ranchers. Are you feeling pretty good about the things that have been done thus far?
Very much so. We've made it. In fact, we've only been operational in terms of our programming for a little over a year, you know, about 14, 15 months. And we've made some great strides in that time. We've set up some very strong social media platforms that we're using. We've had some major events, food dialogue events that attracted national interest. And we're creating this group, if you will, or of contacts in terms of consumer influencers that we can reach out to, and they can reach out to us when questions arise about how our food is raised and grown. The research shows that we're on the right track, which is very positive. We'll have a big event coming up in New York City next week. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out with the impact from Sandy, but Hurricane Sandy, but I think it'll be all right. And we're going to broach such topics in our panels of, you know, questions you always wanted to know about biotechnology and questions you wanted to know about antibiotic use and, you know, and talk about healthy choices and have a dialogue and even we'll have critics there. I mean, the point is to have a robust back and forth to where we air all of these issues and then let consumers get that information and knowledge and have their questions answered. And by doing that, we think in the long term we're going to be successful in keeping consumer trust in how we raise and grow food.
Seems like that the tendency has been to talk more and more about locavores and natural and know your farmer, all these kind of things. There's almost a discount to the conventional agriculture that's such a miracle.
Well, you know, that's one way to view it. We choose to view it as providing multiple choices for consumers. You know, and we just want them to understand what those choices mean. I believe that any farmer or rancher should be able to produce food in any manner they so choose if they have a consumer that wants it and is willing to pay for it and they can make a profit doing it. And so there's a lot of ways of accomplishing that. There is no one right way. But having consumers understand that and understand what the differences are, like the fact that natural doesn't mean anything in the grocery store, that organic is a specified label with USDA regulations surrounding it, helping them understand the difference with that. You know, I think every consumer should know a farmer. I mean, I think that would be really cool myself. And so all of these things are out there. And the key is not to, you know, try to pick one system or one approach or one line of, thought to try to express to consumers, but to have that dialogue and engage it with them with all the topics that they have an interest in.
So the hope is you don't throw anybody under the bus, but you try to explain those various price points and various choices.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to get anywhere by throwing people under the bus. That's not our goal. We embrace all the choices that farmers and ranchers provide, no matter how they do it. And I've encouraged farmers and ranchers not to try to diminish what other people do just because that's not their choice of how they produce food.
Where do you see the Alliance going? What's your hope, say, 5 years out?
5 years out, I hope that we have such a robust dialogue in this country with consumers that they feel comfortable talking directly with farmers and ranchers through social media platforms, that to get all their questions answered, that they have confidence and trust in how their food is raised and grown, and they understand that what we're doing is providing healthy choices for them and their family.